This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll tell you like this, man. Timberwolves, Timberland, Ant-Man, Edward Scissorhands, Pineapples and Spam, Boys of Fire.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Warriors T-Wolves, game two tonight, 5:30. You can hear it all right here on 95.7 The Game. We'll get you ready with Warriors Live at 4:30, and then the Warriors Live post-game show after the final buzzer. Warriors look to take a 2-0 lead. Are you ready? How about
this? By
the way,
it's down here.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Called Warriors Wrap-Up.
Okay.
I'll have it tonight.
Thank you, E.
E-Dog!
Appreciate it, E. How about this? I'm being accused of being Pollyannish. Pollyanna-ish. That means optimistic or...
You don't have to tell me what it means.
I'm not even really sure. I think it means you're high on something or you talk about something like there's everything's perfect. My guy Harry is calling me out.
I love it.
He's saying the series is over.
So the hell with Harry.
Saying the season, you know,
that's how mad he was. Oh, it's over for Minnesota's gonna win.
Yes.
Oh, whoa, Harry.
He's like, look, that like he's all right. Here's what he's been saying. Here's what he's like. You guys on 95.7 The Game.
Hey,
he said you guys have all lost your minds, thinking the Warriors still have a chance in this series without Curry.
But Harry's the one that was in. He was offended like we all were by Minnesota's performance in game one.
Well, that's what he said.
I don't think that's gone away. Like, I got to see it.
The only reason they won the last game was because we saw an event that has never happened before. Minnesota played the worst game of any NBA team in NBA history. He says, he's like, Matt, you need to be realistic. Where are the Warriors going to get enough scoring to win the game?
I got an answer.
Pods can't make a basket for the life of him. Moody's been doing nothing for a while now and has lost his starting job. Peyton is worth 8 points. Green had one good game. Don't expect a bunch of threes again from him. JK is showing nothing. He can't last 2 minutes on the floor. So tell me, Matt, where? Tell me, because I'd like to know. The only reason they won is because they were so terrible, meaning the Timberwolves.
I got it right here. They're going to score 107 points, Harry.
All right.
And here it goes real quick. Pods will have 11. Jimmy 27, Dre 10, Buddy 21, JK 11, Loon 4, GP 2 13, Moody 6, and White, what's the nickname?
White Smoke
4.
What would you have Pods for?
11.
Give it to me again.
Pods 11,
right.
Jimmy 27.
Okay.
Oh, you guys waiting for me to be wrong?
No, I'm just,
digit.
No.
Draymond 10.
Okay.
Buddy 21, JK okay. 11, Harry.
Okay.
Looney 4.
Okay.
Peyton II 13, Moody 6, Spencer 4.
That's 107.
Yeah. 107.99.
Take that. Take that, Harry.
For data.
He also says, and Butler will get the Curry treatment.
Yep.
But
that.
Now, this to me is, okay, you tell me if this is relevant or not, Warrior fans. Butler's played 3 games with the Warriors without Steph Curry this year. Remember, Curry had the tailbone thing.
Oh, okay, good call.
3 games Jimmy Butler's played without Steph. They beat the Bucks at home 104-93.
I was there.
They lost to the Atlanta Hawks in Atlanta, 124-115.
Awful.
And they lost to the Miami Heat, 112-86.
Oh, man.
And that was Butler's return to Miami.
Yeah, no, I get it,
just
man.
Just put it into the hopper. That's all. Put it into the hopper.
So do you come out if you're Minnesota and double Jimmy?
No, or I don't.
You just met.
Do whatever you're going to do.
I want the ball out of his hands. The last thing I want him to do is be Magic Johnson and doing everything under the sun in the paint. Like, they're going to play through him, right, Stoney? So I'm like, I got to take him out. And if Buddy can do what he's been doing, you know, second half in game seven, that's how we lose. But it can't be Butler hoisting up any, getting anything he wants.
We had a philosophy at Franklin and Marshall College.
The dips.
No, I'm just kidding. I mean, there's always two ways to look at that. Can the Warriors really win this game only on the back of Jimmy Butler? And I know it's not like Butler's going to score 107, but, I mean,
he's done some hellified stuff in his career, though.
To me, the best recipe for the Warriors is, you know, more people involved, not less.
Because strength in numbers.
Yeah, because the other thing is, let's say Butler goes out and gets 40 tonight, but they lose. You know, it's at that point, where do you go? I mean, you got to have everybody.
But that's when you feel the brunt of not having one of your best players.
That's why you need
What's more
everybody.
Likely to happen, Stoney? Jimmy Butler get 40 or other guys have outer body experience and do their, you know, get their buddy healed on. If you're thinking three or four dudes are likely to do that, I think the advantage is Minnesota. So you got to go with what you know. And Jimmy's been here where he knows it's just him. And that comment is not getting a lot of runs, Stoney. I know he was I'm going to practice my 101 game because I know next game without Steph, they're going to need me to score. That don't mean you're getting 40, but he's going to be more assertive.
We'll see. Jimmy says a lot of things. But you know what? I mean, this is where if you want to give the ball to Jimmy Butler and let him play one-on-one, I mean, good luck for four quarters. They've got to get – and I'm not saying you are .
But what if I told you Ant gets 40 for Minnesota? Wouldn't you sign up for that? Or would you say, well, what are the others?
It's a good question.
I think I was that means everything.
It's a good question.
You know, he's on and
well, it doesn't mean he's on. He's not on if he goes 12 for 27. Yeah. Like that's I'm not saying if he gets 40, that's bad news, but I think the way to do this, or the way to try to do it is, and maybe he will, I mean, I think he's going to come out and try to get people involved.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see. Jimmy's a different cat, as they say. Mm-hmm. Let's go to is that Big Smooth?
He's actually a Robin.
That's pretty good.
How about Marcus? I think he's Big Smooth though. Big Smooth, what's up?
Wait a minute.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Oh, wow. I don't know how you got that intel, but listen.
Why? Uh-oh.
What's going on, man?
What?
What's going
we
on?
We know who Batman is. Yeah.
No. Listen. I'm going to make you nervous.
I won't say your last name. I won't say your last name, even though I know it, Marcus.
We found out who Batman is.
No. Do I need to sign some? Do I need a privacy disclosure? What's going on, man?
We can keep a secret.
We can keep a secret. Maybe Coach Craig Ashmore might have told Goose some intel. I don't know. But anyway.
That's pretty
Listen,
good.
This has to be a defensive game, which is okay. If this game is close, I personally don't believe we're going to stand a chance because we don't have a closer. But if we can muck it up, if we can muddy the waters, listen, you can have a terrible game but play a good defensive game. That's okay.
Yeah.
We can work with that. If Moody is off, just play listen, one thing I like that I'm hearing is the players are saying, we gotta do this for Steph. He's done so much for us. Well, here's the opportunity. The opportunity is hold it down. Just win one more. Because then you can get back. If we can just win one more, whether here or at home, we just need one more to allow Steph enough time to recover. And even when he recovers, we don't know if he's going to be 100%. Because hamstrings are tricky, as we all know.
Yeah.
But if we could just play a good defensive game, man, this I heard you ask earlier, Steiny, what does it look like for the other team? I think you said, what does it look like for them to be tight or whatever this is?
Right, yeah, exactly.
And I'll say this, what it looks like Boston, when it came down to deja vu, they got in their own heads. Minnesota's already not shooting well. Whatever that crazy stat was, Ant was even surprised. If they get to missing a few of those because of defense, because somebody's in their face and we're not playing Ole defense, then we can muck this up. And they're already in their heads because they already – what if they start off 2-for-20? You think that everything's going to get tight, everything. Like my good friend Goose, lemon booty. This is what we're looking for. If we get to that stage, we can win this. Anyway, you guys have a great day.
Hey, real quick, I got to say something to you. I got to say, you're not calling Jimmy a closer? 40-point games in the playoffs.
Listen, think about what Steph does. It gets a little close, and then he daggers.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. But you could close in different ways. You could close in different ways.
But not like that. Good. What I'm talking about is
demoralized.
We're down six. All right. And you just and Steph, it's four, and you're dead. Now he's ready to hit the night night. Jimmy can get two, or Jimmy can get five and go to the line. But that's a different way. You're right. You can close it a different way.
What
you doing? But that's a different way. Jimmy can. If it's close, man, I think they're gonna. I don't think we can win a close game. That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
But if we muck it up and we get that score down, we're gonna win this. And all we need is one. All we need is one more. Anyway, you guys have a great.
You too.
Thanks, Big Smooth. Well, Big Smooth.
He used to be Big Smooth.
My man.
We found out who Batman is. Oh, man.
Big Smooth, there's something in 2025 called caller ID.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Pollyannish means you have unwavering optimism.
Well, that's my nickname.
No, it wasn't. You got kicked out of a text chat because of your negativity.
No, that was because of the Curry injury. I think I was crying inside. Let's just focus.
Grow up.
No, I'm being
sports.
Real.
Sports.
No. Let's talk about a guy that's not just what he does on the court. It's off the court. Him and Aisha. All the things that they do with Fabby Davis for the community.
This dude's
37 years old.
Legal too.
Oh, go ahead.
Are you going to continue?
Yeah.
Well, just finish now then.
No, I'm just saying. If those tears were, you know. Yeah, we're probably going
to
get back here.
What does
Aisha
have to do with anything?
They give to charity.
Let's go to the legal.
Go ahead.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
We get the new Pope, and I tried to preach, and y'all cut me off. All right, but I was just saying, that's why the tears flowed. Not that he won't be back, but this is an opportunity that he knew. I want that five. I dream and think about it.
But
and we had it, and we still might, but now I'm out three games minimum. Like, man, just think about that's why I got threw out the group chat.
But he's still, just because he's hurt doesn't mean he's not going to give it to the charity.
Oh, well. No,
I mean,
I get you that.
I don't understand.
That's running out, but you know what I mean.
I'm honestly surprised. I don't think you've brought it up yet. After game six, when Curry went over to his son and his son didn't want to talk to him.
I didn't want to touch it. Evan, what were your thoughts? Cannon was not happening.
Maybe that's why Curry was crying. He knew he let his son down.
Daddy, did you see that? He wanted no part of
it. Did I see it? I've lived it with my
dad. Is
one of my daughters.
Curry was
only
looking
one?
Like, you better bring your little self over here. Oh, man. But anyway, Daddy, that's why I got throughout the chat. I'm back tonight, though. Hey, is Jimmy not a closer? Come on, Big Smooth.
Well, we'll see. He has been in the past.
Oh, that's all. Yeah. Right.
We'll see what he does in the Big Bad West, though.
Even Mariano blew a couple saves.
Mm-hmm. Ain't gets the Diamondbacks in the World Series.
He doesn't have fish like he had in the Eastern Conference playoffs.
Pollyannish.
Are you worried?
Nah. You got one to play with.
No, you don't.
Well, you're up one, though.
You got four.
Well, you know what I mean. You
I
get this
like,
one, Evan. You're, Steiny, your boy. I would
fire him in the middle of the series?
No, I would tell him you got a bunch of
fake tough guys on this team.
Well, what if
just Ant-Man stinking?
What if they come out flat, the Warriors win, and it's obvious Finch has lost the team?
That's drastic, but come on. You don't believe that.
I'll believe it if they come out in cement.
And it's like our world, we're so divided on every topic and thing.
Wow.
Finch is a folk hero on one end for doing what he did.
What did he do?
Going after the top guy. Just basically, he didn't do anything wrong to me, saying it starts with Ant. And then other people saying, oh, well, you better be careful. Hey, you piss off the store, you could get fired. I hate that that's where we're at. Your boy was coaching. He said what needed to be said about that game. They got to be good, man. If Ant does something after this, you know, oh, he came out, what are you talking about? Then I'm done. I don't think he's that dude, though. I think he appreciated the honesty.
I mean, I don't claim to have any knowledge on that.
The audacity.
I mean, you know, Finch tells all the writers in Minnesota that Anthony lets him coach him.
But there it is.
Maybe Anthony's is like, I don't know what he's trying to talk about. I can't stand him. I don't. We'll see. Okay, Mike is in Oakland. What's up, Mike? How you doing, man?
Mikey.
Hey, pretty good. First time caller. I got to say, it's a no-brainer to start Jimmy, Dre, and Buddy. But, you know, the last few games, Pods and Moody, you know, kind of evaporated.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take your question on the radio. I'll hang up the phone, listen to your answer. Who should the other two starters be? And now I'm going to hang up the phone.
Well, I told you mine. I'm
still starting Pods.
Well, yeah. No, he gave you. Oh, no, he did.
No, he
yeah.
said two.
Pods and Kuminga, Stani. Just switch it up. This Kerr that we've seen, it's not out of the question. And let's just say it's a bad 4 minutes to start the game or 3 minutes, and Kuminga looks like he doesn't. Kerr, that's what he's been doing. Like, okay, timeout or stoppage, come out. Stani's in.
I think it's going to be Moody. Pajemski and Moody.
Mm.
I'm not saying Kuminga won't play, but I mean, Steve Kerr's on the record saying, you know, just like Tortorella with the guy on the power play, he just stinks. He stinks on the power play. I don't know why. He stinks.
That was great.
And I don't know why. He's a good kid. He just stinks on the power play.
Evan, what would you do? Who would start?
Maybe Kuminga, Butler, and Draymond. They just stink.
But now they stink together. But now there's no Steph. Stoney, you got to make it work. Who would you start?
I do wonder if they go back to whenever they've leaned into defense, it's been prioritizing Draymond at the four. I do wonder if they start with Looney tonight.
Wow. I didn't even think of Loon Dog.
Because I actually don't think that offense is how they're looking at trying to win this game.
Wow,
it's
going
to be trying to keep them below 100. Like, if the Wolves score 110 or 115, I do think this game is over. So
Minnesota's favor.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think the Warriors have enough firepower.
I didn't even go big, Stani.
I kind of forgot, too. I think Evan's right, though. I just totally forgot about Looney. The possibility that he'd start. I could see that.
Yeah.
Let's go to Eric in San Francisco. What's up, Eric? How you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing? First-time caller. I just wanted to put this in there. What do you guys think about Pat Spencer? Because, you know, I was just recently been watching some videos and doing my research on this guy, and this guy is pretty amazing. Like, you know, he's a 6'3" white dude, but he could dunk and he can shoot. And that hook shot he made the last game, man, that was pretty impressive. And I don't know, I just think he plays with a chip in his shoulder, and with Steph being out, there might be a good time for him to shine and show what he got, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you. And I was one of the first guys that, you know, it was a late game, late December last year, and I came to the show, Evan, and I said, this guy's got handle. He's not scared.
You're not going to do this.
Here we go. Yeah. It was late December, somewhere around Christmas, but, man. Dude, that is getting so much. I love him, man.
You ready for
White
my
smoke?
Do you want the victory lap, Gil?
I do want it. Thank you, Evan.
You said the same thing about Trevor Beekman.
Who's that?
It's the guy that was on the team. You said the same thing about Braxton Three.
He hates when your boy gets a lap.
Reese Beekman?
Yeah. Thank you, Evan.
Steiny. let me tell you something. I think they got something with Patrick Baldwin Jr. This guy can play.
Yeah, he's got to get more
he's
time.
He's still in the league.
They traded away a postseason starter, by the way. Ryan Rollins?
Oh.
All right. You ready for my...
Give it to me.
I got a hot take, kind of along these lines.
Now, is it hot for you, or is it an actual hot take?
I think is Evan going to social with this?
I think it's an actual hot take.
Perhaps.
You know what I think we could see tonight? No? I think we could see Pat Spencer taking a shot at Anthony Edwards, meaning defending him, trying to defend
him. Oh, no, man. I seen Pods try to guard Randall. That ain't even ludicrous though, Stoney. All right.
I just, like, your definition of a hot take is like
what?
Lukewarm for the average human.
Really? Is it?
He's going to have to guard him if he's on the floor.
Do you know how mad Anthony Edwards is going to be if he sees Pat Spencer matching up with him?
Well, he wasn't that mad last game. But, Stoney, that was equivalent to saying, hey, if you drive on the freeway, you could get in an accident. That's what that thing was like. You really went out on a limb, buddy.
Read the top. Yeah. I'm not going to say it, but that's the way I feel right now.
You're pathetic with your weak-ass victory laps. 1-4-3 IQ, don't need recognition. You should just know you're right and not have to air it out. Then what fun is this job?
Come on. I agree.
Yeah, what fun
is
it? I got the mic.
Take it for what it is.
I take my L's when they're due. Let me take a victory lap. And that's what life's
about.
And I'll never forget you looked at Pat Spencer. But not that he couldn't play. He was like, what are you doing licking it in?
How long have we worked together?
It's going on 8 years.
You have advocated for the 12th to 14th man to play more for 8 years. You got one. Congratulations.
That is my thing.
It's not like he's got a huge role on the team.
But the fans are gravitating to him, that's all.
That's because he's got a new nickname, White Smoke.
I gotta believe he would put that on the Honda CR. Was it CRX or CRV?
CRV.
Yeah, it's a great nickname. By the
CRV.
Way, okay, so this is an opportunity for a hot take.
All right.
Who do you think plays more tonight? Pat Spencer or Brandon Pajemski?
See, wow. And I'm saying that too, Evan, but what if I tell you I feel like that gap is closing, Stoney and Evan, if we get bad pods?
Well, there is a bad Spencer.
Have we seen it? Yeah, that's where I guess.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's food for thought, everybody.
We'll
food for thought. And, of course, Edwards will be like, they put this guy in to try to bait me and get
Why
me
Why wouldn't he
something.
Be mad when Pods is guarding him?
He is.
Pods can dunk.
Well, he is. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors, game two tonight versus the Minnesota Timberwolves. 5:30 tip-off. You can hear it all right here on 95.7 The Game. 4:30 Warriors Live. Then after the game, Warriors wrap-up.
With who?
With Giddings and Grandy.
So just they'll be, Giddings tonight.
They'll be, just Giddings tonight. Next segment, I'll try to get it right altogether. But where do the Warriors come up with the extra points that they're likely going to need? They scored 99 against Houston in game one. Does 99 get it done again? I don't know. So where do the Warriors get some scoring when Steph Curry doesn't play and he's not going to play for the next three games? 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
I saved the day.
Our transition decision-making was diabolical.
And that's what life's about.
Now, back to Stoney and
great,
Guru,
man.
On 95.7 The Game.
I don't know why that cracks me up.
I want to meet
both
him, man.
Of those...
We introduced... No, seriously, because of that.
I'm sorry, what?
You're going Saturday, right?
Yeah.
I got to assume you're going.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Okay.
I'm going to be laying low, though.
Oh, gotcha. You're going to do a little locker room action?
No. Not the Warriors.
Going to be laying low until we see him on TV next to A-Rod.
Dude, remember you had that bright orange sweater on?
It was yellow.
Yellow. With the, it was like a hoodie. Look at
Warriors colors. I was in them.
Yeah.
Hey, we got game two tonight, and
let's
Warriors
go.
Warriors are up 1-0 in this series. And we've gotten our little it happens every series, so I have a responsibility to play it. People are calling my guy a whiner, which happens in the opposing city. I think there's been about a dozen at least complaints about the officiating. So here's what both coaches are saying after game one. This is Chris Finch.
On defensive rebounding, they do a lot of fouling, holding, shoving, pushing, and tackling Rudy. That's clear. We'll send a bunch of those clips into the league. In fact, I'm not sure I know another player in the league with Rudy's pedigree that is allowed to be physically beaten on the way he is. We gotta address that one way or another.
Go ahead. No, you know what? It wasn't more the fouls. It's Rudy in general, man. And I'm just telling you, watching that game, I'm like, Rudy, you got to meet the moment, man. This is prison ball, thug life out here. Goons, everybody swiping, doing what have you. And the refs are like, you got to get strong. So when I hear that, that's not the old traditional, to me, Phil Jackson crying to the refs. That was more, I got your back, Rudy. Because the dude that put you in a chokehold is doing it now in a different way. Because it's Highway 880 out there in the paints, Donnie. It's right. Traffic.
Like that, okay, that was an example of, I think, and I love you for it,
okay.
because you're thinking about me. I feel like you held back there on Finch.
That bothers me that you
because
think
that
I
is,
would, I don't have
crying.
That gene.
He is crying to the refs.
But it was more specifically okay. about Gobert, and then he said the league's got to, like it happens to him all the time, and that's on Rudy. But I didn't watch that game once and feel like, oh, the Warriors are getting away. You're playing Draymond, Jimmy, and all these other youngsters trying to make a name for themselves, and that is the rat on the table brought to you by Atco Pest Control. All we talk about in basketball is points, dunks, ha-ha, I'm the president of it. But the bottom line is this Warrior team defensively is what really is – the metamorphosis has been incredible, Steiny, and that's why they really truly beat the Rockets at their own game. And now I know you're like Minnesota thought they were playing the Lakers. I want to say something to you. I'm going off here. I got to slow down. This bad shooting I think started for the Wolves against the Lakers. But it was okay because they got away with it and won the series. Nothing to see here. So as much as we expect to bounce back from Minnesota tonight from shooting the ball, Stoney, if that continues, we got to tip our cap to this Warrior defense, man. And Buddy Hield, too. All, everybody.
And that's the way I would look at it is did the Lakers defense stifle the Minnesota Timberwolves in Game 5 and force them into 7 for 49? I don't know. All I know is that the Timberwolves were fourth in 3-point percentage this year, and if they continue to shoot poorly from three, they're not going to win the series. Here's more Finch.
There was a play last night where Pozemski clearly grabbed him, and then he sheds Pozemski, and then he gets the foul. So we'll certainly try to take justice into our own hands whenever we can. I think it's the nature of physical sport, but by the same token, you know, my God, you should see some of these clips. They're just like, it looks like pulling guards and linemen out there just taking shots at Rudy, so.
Wow, now that's extreme, Steiny. And you're using pods as the comp? Big man,
well,
little man, come on.
I remember the play he's talking about.
Yeah, I do too. Shove them on. They were all incredible. Look, what happened?
All right. Steve Kerr was on with Willard and Dibbs, and he told Finch to shut up.
Every game is physical around the league. It's, you know, the way the playoffs are played, it's just, you know, both teams are going to foul all the time. And that's what I see. I mean, the first 10 plays of the game last night, I thought Steph got bear hugged from the 8 of them. And so I got my own complaints, you know, and that's the same way in the Houston series. And Chris is justifiably going to look at the film and see plays where they got fouled. And every coach in the league, you know, Kenny Atkinson right now, I mean, I've seen Kenny's comments a lot. last couple of games. You know, he's upset with the physicality. And, I just think welcome to the playoffs. This is what it's about. And the coaches have to say what they have to say, send in the clip, talk to the league, whatever it is. But in the end, the refs are going to determine, you know, how they want to call it, what they're going to call. And it's up to the players and the teams to adapt and adjust.
All right, that was Steve Kerr yesterday.
I love it. And the call, here I go.
This is all par for the course.
I'm trying to poke at you now, though.
Yeah, what?
I can say Steph's hammy probably, if it was going out, it's gone out because there's been some football, a football component to him dealing with what Houston was doing. That takes energy. That takes your legs. And, yeah, he didn't cry one time, but that caller that started the show with about that's why he's, you know, it probably did what it did. I get that, Stani, but he never once used that as a crutch, Steph Curry, to say that's why.
Well, I disagree with that completely. I think he
if
got
– you watch what they're doing to him.
He pulled his hamstring because they've had seven games in 13 nights.
But what about the physicality of, you know, him getting guys off of
okay, well, it's the playoffs. It's the playoffs. He's been through playoffs 10 years of his career.
But my point is, you know, as a basketball player, you're exerting more energy trying to get guys off you, even though you're not complaining and it's the playoffs, you're using more petrol.
Okay, fine. It was a reason. What does it matter?
No, I'm not saying it's the sole reason. I'm saying that you're working harder is what I'm saying.
It looks to me like if it wouldn't have happened last game, it happened this game. I mean, there was no... I still don't know exactly when it happened.
It could have happened game seven. Gave out this one.
But if it would have happened game seven, he would have not played. Something happened, and there was
46 minutes after playing 41. It was just...
That's why he got hurt. 41-46. And the numbers before that were very... I mean, these guys are playing a lot of...
I
got to
tell you something. We hadn't talked about this, but real quick, Kenny Atkinson, friend of the show, he loved us. Donnie said he listened all the time.
Ron Adams.
No, Ron Adams says his wife loves us and doesn't miss the show. Shout out to the Adams and Miss Adams family. But he said he listens coming across the Bay Bridge to work every day.
Well, he's working in Cleveland.
He's gone. Oh. We hadn't talked
about Steiny. Let
him go. DeAndre Hunter foul. I believe Atkinson should have got thrown out and his teammates should have tried to fight. I don't know if you remember that foul that has Hunter out. Stani, that was dirty as all outdoors, man. I don't know if you caught it. Lay up and then knocked him out the air and he fell on his stuff. And he was just over there, talking to the ref. I would have been on the court like George Karl early career.
What'd they call in the court?
I want to say just a common foul.
Did they upgrade it?
I don't know. I just know I would have gone out there and tried to start some ruckus, Evan, if that was you that got fouled. It was like a breakaway. And I'm trying to think of the next guy's name on the Pacers that did it.
Neesmith?
I'm looking at it now. But anyway, I would have went out there and defend your guys' honor. And now he's out. Hunter.
Well, there has been examples of officials not calling, I don't know, like, you know, you could put your arm on a guy and kind of move him. Like, there's a lot more hand-checking, I think, that's given in the postseason. But, I mean, we've seen the Warriors hack players that have gone to the line. Like, GP2 had a hard foul in the Houston series. Butler had a hard foul on Brooks in the Houston series. I think it goes both ways.
Let's go to Carlos in Daly City. Hey, Carlos, how you doing, man?
Hey, man, I'm doing well. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Just want to make a couple quick points. One, I rewatched the game. Shout out to Athletic Alchemy on YouTube, who does a breakdown of the games. And he made a point that it does seem like Anthony Edwards isn't quite, I mean, it's the playoffs, right? So probably nobody's 100%. But he does look a little bit less explosive than he did at the regular season. So I don't know. Might be something to keep an eye on. Two, as you guys mentioned earlier, I think the Timberwolves were in for a rude awakening the last game. They were used to playing the soft-ass Lakers in that first round and got a rude awakening with some real defense, some real playoff intensity. Our players have battled through seven games. So I think maybe the bench will come alive this next game and you know, after getting used to playing after the versus the Rockets and that intense defense that they were bringing, I think hopefully the bench will come alive in this game and we'll maybe find a little bit easier time to score. And I don't think we win this series without Steph, but I think if we can steal one or two and hopefully bring Steph back, I think we can close them out. And yeah, that's all I wanted to say. Thanks, man.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I completely – go ahead.
No. That's the second person that's called talking about Ant doesn't look right. And if you look at that calf area, he's got something on it. But this is why I love athletes when they don't go to something they can go to that would come across as an excuse, one. And then Stoudy, there was a – he took a fall early in the game and he grabbed at his – I thought maybe he sprained his ankle. He grabbed at his foot, ankle area. Then he bounced back up. But for his coach to come down his road the way that he did, which I thought was fair, Finchie, I would be like, we would know if he was gimpy, right?
Well, I agree with Carlos's first thought. Absolutely. And I'm really – quite frankly, if it's not the reason, Minnesota's in trouble. I agree. Now, looking at that Lakers series, Minnesota, they kind of waltzed. Mm. And the Warriors were in a real knock them out, drag them down, or whatever you say, series. And the Warriors were in that mindset. Mm. And the Timberwolves were still in their Lakers mindset.
But Minnesota, Stoudy, games 4 and 5, or what were they? Games 3 and 4, Friday and Sunday, went down to the – it was high intensity. Minnesota had to come back, so it wasn't like they just waltzed through those games.
No, they – that's exactly what happened. They outscored them in the fourth quarter by 45 points, gotcha. Meaning, like
– to me, there's a switch.
To me, that looks like, yes, a little bit, a little bit, because they clearly had confidence against the Lakers, knowing that if they got them into a five-minute game – They were going to win it. That's what it felt like to me. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to, how about Tony in Oakland? What's going on, Tony? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How we doing?
Hey.
Doing well.
All right, so, Stymie, I just want to give you props for that nickname for Pat Spencer, White Smoke. That's a 10 for me in my
Thank
personal
you.
Book.
Wow.
I actually think, I'm a Warrior fan, but I actually think we can win this series without Steph. I mean, obviously with Steph, it would be a big help. But I think we still could win this series, even if he doesn't come back. Just like you guys were talking about, just to piggy on back, I just think we got to keep that mentality. That mentality we had against Houston, if we could keep that mentality – play with the high defense intensity and just keep hitting Minnesota in the mouth. I mean, like, you guys have been talking about it. Rudy Gobert is soft. Like, what is Coach Finch even having to back up a guy that's almost 7 foot? Like, you shouldn't have to be defending someone that's 7 foot about him having to play a hard-nosed game of basketball. Like, that right there, I think, is one of the biggest red flags that we could win this game. I think if we play the way we played in game one, now I don't think we'll win tonight, but if we do play the way that we played against game one and we could keep up with their intensity and just make our shots, I mean, anything can happen, man. It's the NBA. These guys didn't make it to the league, you know, with a prayer from the Pope and a mom's kiss to the cheek. Like, these are hardworking men that know what it takes to get to the league. It's going to go back to our motto of strength in numbers. Everyone's got to have to play their game. And, I mean, man, if we could get a good game out of Buddy and a good game out of Jimmy, I think from here on out, we got to call those two guys the Bucket Brothers, man. I mean, like, that's got to be it right there. If Buddy can give us more than 15 and Pops can give us something, at least Draymond give us 10, from here on out, I mean, hey, those guys go up to the podium and they should be introducing Jimmy Buckets and Buddy Buckets, the Bucket Brothers. All right, guys, have a good one.
The only problem with that there's no way Butler wants to be in a group with just Buddy Hield.
They got a thing going right
now,
but
I bet you, like, if they started saying Buddy Buckets and the Bucket Brothers, he would not like it. I guarantee you.
I think he would.
He'd be like, the original Jimmy Buckets was only Jimmy Buckets.
The audacity.
Yeah, Jimmy lopped his joy. I love that.
I'm nice.
Yeah.
I saved the day.
You know what? I've just been thinking too, pondering, Stoney. I told you and Evan, I kind of didn't like that.
I didn't like it.
What they got going, that's brotherhood.
Oh, the back and forth with the fingers was incredible.
Yeah.
That's legitimately funny.
That's what we do in the green room, right? I mean,
that's his new nickname.
Wow.
Buddy Two Fingers.
I mean,
I have something.
So the reason that was so beautiful, and
they do it,
is because 98% of the time, when a coach or a player is at the podium, and they try to say something funny, it's not, but the media, they got to laugh because...
I've been there.
They're going to laugh just because, well, that was a pro that said it, so let's not make him feel bad, but that was legitimately funny.
No, they got something going.
That was funny.
And if I was right at first, I go, you know what? There's always a lot of truth in comedy. You know what I'm saying, Stoney? So would it take them losing to something change and we find out, Stoney and Goo weren't as close as we thought? Because remember, somebody yesterday, the cameras were left on to a commercial, and we didn't say one word. We normally talk up a storm, and a couple of people, they don't talk to each other at all. Evan, you missed it. I go, that's my guy over here, Redding, PA, baby!
Well, you talk for approximately 3 hours and 7 minutes if you don't talk about the commercials.
And plus the green room where we talk about life. That's what life's about.
No, and sometimes, you know, you come in later than normal and... We don't talk
like that was so unnecessary. Like he's just growing up right before our eyes with that slander. Evan, wow.
You know what? You know what comedy is, don't you?
Red Fox?
No, comedy's just tragedy plus time.
I've never heard that.
That's pretty good.
Tragedy plus time.
Yeah, in other words, well, like I heard it. What was a joke I heard about? You know, like now it's okay to make a joke about the, let's just say hypothetically, the Olympic hostage crisis that happened in 1972. You see what I'm saying? Like,
but where's the humor in it?
Well, yeah, there needs to be a joke, but see, obviously.
Nah. Like people make fun of certain things and then you decide whether it's, that's too soon. Or
exactly. Yeah, but in our society now, everybody's so sensitive, you can't do it like you used to. I just know laughing keeps you young, Evan. Always remember that.
Like, when can we start making bad American jokes about the Pope? You know, we got the first one.
There's some out there already. I know, but
I like it.
I've heard a couple.
Pope Bob.
Bobby.
So a black Pope was in the running.
I think so.
And an Asian pope. Yeah. Well, they're technically not popes, cardinals.
Yeah.
Stoney, real quick, what'd you shoot yesterday? Oh,
I forgot to. I'm a bad partner.
We were playing a better best ball. I had two birdies on the front, though.
What's best ball?
It means you and I are a team, and Evan and Ken are a team. Okay? So we play the first hole, and let's say you have a five, and I have a four. We'll take my four.
Okay.
And then if Evan has a five and Ken has a five, we win the hole.
But what if your wife or spouse, when you get home, says, honey, how did you do?
I did well. I won a couple skins.
Any money on the line?
I won $13.
Oh, my God.
13. And then on the back nine, I lost eight. It was $5.
Plus minus.
Hey, you know, I'm not fast and loose with my money like you are.
Gambling is my second job. No different than stocks.
That's a bar.
Oh, boy.
No, it is, dude. Yeah. When you're rolling,
can I ask you a question?
No, it seriously is. You
okay,
got to know.
But can I ask you the serious question?
Yeah.
Does your family know that?
I would say no. Well, they know I'm with Prize Picks.
But
now it's work, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, you're right. That's actually
work related. It's kind of their suspicions. Yeah.
Well, I can honestly say you guys have never shown up with the wrong pair of shorts on for work.
That, man. That was incredible.
I'm trying to think if.
Did you see the slow-mo occur looking at him?
I didn't, but I saw.
Just basically
it.
Like, are you kidding? I'm mad at everybody because nobody noticed.
You want to hear what he had to say about it?
I would love it too, Evan.
I was dying laughing as it happened last night. I mean, it's the first minute of the series, and it was I just found it hilarious. I love Buddy. He's one of the best human beings I've ever met in my life, and it was kind of fitting. It's his approach to life. It's that island mentality from the Bahamas. Like, you know, there's not a whole lot of care into anything. It's just enjoy life and you know, go out and be Buddy Hield. It's awesome.
He is a good dude. We got to interview him. What was the first thing Ebony said when he came into Three Strangers? I like the energy in here. It's on 1,000. And I was like, I like you already. And he was great.
He was.
And they love him, man.
Yeah. He's a lot of fun. He's especially a lot of fun when he goes 12 for 15.
Well, you know what?
He goes 3 for 14.
Because he has.
Those shorts aren't as funny.
He's been public enemy number one, right?
Well, that,
we
yes.
can't front like that didn't happen.
I mean, we could do a whole show on people that badmouth Buddy Hield for 82 games, and now he's the biggest reason you're up one in the second round. That's what's known as facial. That's a facial on some fans.
It is pretty funny. He has one of the most historic game sevens, honestly, like in history. Right. He had 9 threes in a game seven. Next game, he shows up with the wrong shorts.
But the game, they had to burn a timeout. That's what was so incredible about it. Boy, if I would have heard Fitch
wanted
a call.
He wanted a T on it.
I couldn't believe they allowed it to, like, yeah.
I thought it might be a T.
I did too.
I figured there might be some rule about uniformity. Yeah. Oh, okay, let's go to Skip and Hayward.
Skip.
Skip, I got to do. Oh, man, I
hold
blew
on
it again.
For us, Skip.
Skip, you got to hold on.
It's called paying the bills. Yeah.
It's called life. 888-957-9570 is the number. We got game two tonight. Minnesota, 5:30 tip. You can hear it all right here on 95.7 The Game. 4:30, Warriors live. Afterwards, Warriors wrap up with Evan Giddings. He'll be taking your calls after game two tonight. Can the Warriors dare go up 2-0 on the Minnesota Timberwolves without Steph Curry and then come back to chase? Or is this the game Minnesota gets? But the big question is, how do the Golden State Warriors make up for the loss of Steph Curry, particularly on the offensive end? Where do the points come from? 888-957-9570. Steiny, define facial. It's the old in your face. Like when a guy hits a jumper, we used to say in your face. Then it became simply face, and it's known as a facial when a guy sticks a jumper in your face. And the people that were ripping Buddy Hield, he just face.
I saved the day.
Thank you.
Somebody,
he saved the day. He stuck a jumper in Warrior in Buddy Hield Hater's face.
I'm nice.
Memorial Day weekend is almost here. Before you hit the road for that well-earned getaway, swing by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. No appointment, just stay in your car. It's done in about 15 minutes. That's it. Visit Bay Area Oil Change for locations and coupons.